أن يلقى الله تعالى عبدا مسلما، أن يلقى الله تعالى غدا مسلما. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says that whoever would like to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow as a Muslim, فَلْيُحَافِظْ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الصَّلَوَاتِ حَيْثُ يُنَادَىٰ بِهِنْ, then this person should safeguard his salahs where the call for them is made. In other words, he should safeguard his salat in the masjid. He should be careful that he performs his salat with jama'ah. Now any person who has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will actually be looking forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will I meet with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And together with looking forward to that meeting, he wants to ensure that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow as a Muslim. So one easy prescription is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is telling us that be careful of performing your salah in the masjid with jama'ah. Be careful, حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِنْ, from where the azan is given. In other words, be careful of performing it in the masjid. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for your Nabi سُنَنَ الْهُدَى. Sunan al-Huda, we explained, is those sunnats that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced as an ibadat, specifically as an ibadat. Then you get a second broad category of sunnats that are known as sunan al-zawahid, those that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did as an habit. For example, he would wear a lungi. The lungi that he would wear wouldn't be worn specifically as an ibadat, but because of an adat, because of a habit, he would wear the lungi. So therefore, we won't say that the person is not wearing a lungi, he's not following the sunnah. This was known as sunan al-zawahid. Now, under Sunan al-Huda, which this hadith is speaking about, the Sunan al-Huda is performing salah with jama'ah. This is one example. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically would do this in ibadat. Under this, you get two categories. One is known as Sunnat-i-Mu'akkada and Sunnat-i-Ghair-Mu'akkada. Sunnat-i-Mu'akkada are those sunnats that were emphasized, like the two sunnats of Fajr, like the two sunnats after Maghrib Salah, the four sunnats before Zuhr, etc. These are emphasized sunnats. And then you get the Ghair Mu'akkada. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it, but he didn't emphasize it. For example, the four sunnah before Asr, the sunnah the Ghair Mu'akkada. Or like that, we will find that those nafil namazes the Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do, these will form part of sunnah, but they are Ghair Mu'akkada, not emphasized. So these are the two broad categories that come under Sunan al-Huda. So here Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is telling us that this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it specifically as an ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed for him, وَإِنَّهُنَّ مِن سُنَنِ الْهُدَىٰ, and this salah with jama'ah in the masjid is from this Sunan al-Huda. وَلَوْ أَنَّكُمْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا يُصَلِّ هَذَا الْمُتَخَلِّفُ فِي بَيْتِهِ لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ. He says that if you perform your salah in your homes, like how this person who leaves out performing salah, then you have left out, this person who has left out performing salah with jama'ah, then you have left out the sunnat of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ, and if you leave out the sunnat of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will go astray. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومٌ نِفَاقٌ. He's saying, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud saying, I remember a time that the only person who won't be present for salah in the masjid with jama'ah is a munafiq, and that too whose nifaq is open. He is an open munafiq. He was the only person that won't come to the masjid for jama'ah. Otherwise, every person will come. Even the normal, average munafiq was scared to stay at home and read salah. Even he would come. Only the open munafiq would not come to the masjid. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ, he goes on to say, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يُهَادَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفِّ, رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. He says that a person would be supported on either sides by two people, and he would be brought, and he would be put into the saf. In other words, he doesn't have strength to come by himself. He would be supported and he would come. Under this we explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in his final illness, he would fall unconscious and he would wake up. And then when he would wake up, then he would ask for water. He would make wuzu. And about two or three times he did this, then he would get support by two sahaba, and then he would be brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so weak that in the riwayat it comes that his foot would even drag on the floor. So weak he was, but he didn't miss salam with jama'ah in the masjid. Showing us that right till the end, how important it is to perform salah with jama'ah. There's an incident of Hazrat Sulaiman Abu Hasma radiallahu anhu. He was a very young sahabi. He was born in the era, in the time of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had a method that he would see anybody who wasn't present in the masjid for salah, and he would go to the home and find out that what had happened to him. Maybe something had happened, there was some condition. So he would go to the house and he'd find out why was this person not here for salah. So that morning he noted that Sulaiman radiallahu anhu was not there for the Fajr salah. So on his way out to the market, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stopped by his house and he asked his mother that where is Sulaiman? I did not see him for the Fajr salah today. So his mother replied that he was up the whole night in Ibadat. Whole night he was up in Ibadat. This was the youngsters of that time. The whole night he was up in Ibadat. At the time of Subah Sadiq, at the time when the Fajr Azan is normally called out, then at that time his sleep had overpowered him, his sleep had overtaken him, therefore he missed his Jamaat in the Masjid. Upon this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu replied, he said that it pleases me more that I perform my Salah in the Masjid with Jamaat than standing up the whole night in Ibadat and missing my Salah with Jamaat, Fajr Salah. It pleases me more that I perform my salah with jama'ah than standing up the whole night and then missing my salah with jama'ah. This shows us how important it is to perform our salah with jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It's something that is very, very important. Unfortunately, today you'll find that a person will read salah at home or he'll read salah in his business place and then he'll think that I've done a good act. And undoubtedly, that farz now will be fulfilled, but that act of performing salah with jama'ah, that person won't get that reward, number one, all those rewards we've done previously. And at the same time, he'll be leaving out a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.